Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime, 8-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of a number of books that are very much favorites of mine, Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And then the one that I love the book, but I especially like the title because it's the question that I ask my folks all the time without getting a really great answer. And that here's the title. Why don't you want what I want? And I'm still trying to find the answer to that question. Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. And Rick is now. I'm on the road, so I don't have all your books in front of me. Isn't there a new one, or is it a relaunch? What are you doing?
Yeah, the Beyond the Wall of Resistance. The original came out in '96, and
yeah.
I completely revised it, and we put it out in paperback this summer.
That's what I thought. Same title?
Same title. You have to do that
edition.
For copyright reasons. But it's like 80-90% new. It's not just tweaking it. It's basically a new book. But.
Right. Good. I want to remind people about that. So, folks, if you see it in paperback, you know it's the new one. Rick is one of our change agents. He's one of the guys that teaches us how to lead change, not just manage change. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in our visit. But Rick, I wanted you just got back from Moscow, Russia, a few weeks ago, and I wanted as often happens when our Brain Trust members travel, I asked them to take a segment and let's talk about where they went and what they found there. So Russia, I mean that's a different place.
It is a different place. And I loved it. I've got just the overarching thing I've got to say is I loved it. It's very hard to get a visa, just in terms of time and kind of making sure that you fill all the boxes in right and you ask for the right thing, But I suspect that's true of other places. But it was clearly the hardest place that I've ever had to kind of get ready to go to. And
I don't want you to tell us about the client you were working with. But I did want to ask you this question. I think you can answer it. Was this somebody that's a Russian company that you were helping, or someone who's a company from America or somewhere else who does business in Russia?
No, actually, I'd be glad to tell you who they are. They're a Russian-based company based in Moscow. They're called Business Training Russia, and they develop business simulations. So flight simulators for managers, if you will.
I got you. Okay. All right. So, okay. Well, good for you for being able to do business with people like that in those countries. So, but tell us why did you like Russia? Why did you like Moscow?
I'll tell you, the first thing is my client, Oleg, picked me up at the airport on a Monday morning. And I mean, that alone was a pretty amazing thing. I mean, what I'm used to is people say, oh, we'll have a car for you or get a cab
or.
He picked me up. We're driving into the city to drop my, to take me to my hotel. And he said, hey, would you like to see Red Square? And I said, I would love to. So we drop my bags off. We go over to Red Square. His associate, Natalia, calls and says, hey, where are you guys? And he says, oh, we're, down. And she said, oh, I know a great restaurant. I'll meet you all for lunch. So my first 3 hours in Russia, I'm being treated like an old friend.
Right.
And they picked me up, that we're hanging out. I mean, it was so it just started great. And
so Virginians don't have a franchise on hospitality.
That's true. I had one, you said something in the intro about me and being with change. So you'd think that I would really do well with change.
And I never said that.
No, that's true. You didn't say that. But, I had a lot of time on my hands. Their meetings tended to start later, and my body clock was all off. And so I would get up and I'd just walk around the city, which I love to do. And I had a map with me. And at one point, I thought, I mean, I wasn't lost, but I thought, I wonder where I really am. And my map was in our alphabet, every sign everywhere was in the Cyrillic alphabet. And there is no correlation that I can see between our alphabet and theirs. So I'm looking at my map, and it's got something on it. I'm looking at a street sign, it's got something on it. I'm looking at buildings. I don't have a clue. And so at one point, I'm walking along, and there's this little street vendor, and he's got Johnny B. Goode playing out, you know, the original Chuck Berry. And it was like, whoa, how, you know. And so there would be these little things like McDonald's. I mean, it was just, it was the oddest kind of thing that I would recognize something. And
The infiltration of America. We're going to take over the world slowly but surely, folks. I'm glad you had a good experience over there, Rick, and I'm glad to know that they treated you well. And that's good news. That's good news for us if any of us have a chance to go there. Maybe the same experience. Rick Maurer and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.